to meet the same fate. Generations ago, our forefathers made great sacrifices, the greatest generation on the beaches of Normandy, Iwo Jima, four mothers who sacrificed for country by turning in their pots and pans, children turning in their toys, farmers turning in their farm equipment to be melted down for the war effort. Now, our generation is being called upon to sacrifice to save the lives of our fellow Coloradans and our fellow Americans. And that sacrifice is staying at home. And that is a sacrifice for those who live paycheck to paycheck. And we can take this action today knowing that the federal government has taken action or will take action shortly. They've reached an agreement to ease that burden. I'm proud to say that they've taken action that will every family earning up to $75,000 a year, $150,000 for a couple, will receive an immediate cash payment. In addition, we will make sure that there's unemployment that was added by $600. So they have stepped up. The federal government has stepped up to say, look, if you can't go to work because of this, we know that that's what we need to do for a few weeks, and you will be compensated for that sacrifice. But you need to stay home and do your part. I need to stay home and do my part. We all need to stay home and do our part wherever possible and only leave under the circumstances that we need to for the essentials that we need to get by. The personal responsibility piece is critical. We have a responsibility to ourselves, our fellow Coloradans, and our fellow Americans to reduce the spread of the virus and to save lives. And I'm proud of everybody who's taking this seriously. The patriotism of those who are taking this seriously will save the lives of countless Coloradans. Coloradans you may never see or know, and your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, and perhaps yourself. And when you must go out, we want you to be safe when you're doing it. At the state level, we're focused on keeping all Coloradans safe. Yesterday, I sent a letter to grocery executives. Today, I had conversations with the top executives at Safeway and King Soopers about the specific steps that they're taking to prioritize the health and safety of customers and workers and do their part to reduce the spread of the virus. That means providing the appropriate personal separation devices, screens, masks, and gloves to workers at grocery stores.